Welcome back. Today we're building a system for finishing one drum-and-bass tune per week in Ableton Live at an intermediate level. Not almost finished. Not I've got a sick loop. Finished. The big mindset shift is this. Your goal isn't perfect, it's shipped. A weekly workflow is basically a repeatable machine. You're going to rely on templates, fast decisions, and hard milestones that keep you moving forward even when your taste is ahead of your track. By the end of this lesson, you'll have three things. 1. A complete 3 to 5 minute DNB track. 2. A reusable Ableton 1 week DNB template that makes starting fast. And 3. A structure you can drop ideas into without overthinking. TJ friendly intro, build, drop 1, mid break, drop 2 with variation, and DJ friendly outro. Alright, here's the rule that makes this work. You're going to separate tasks by day, and you're not allowed to let them bleed into each other. Day 1 is 2 to 3 hours. Core loop and palette, drums, bass, and an 8-bar vibe loop that actually slaps. Day 2 is 2 to 3 hours, expand to 32 bars. Intro bones, build, and basic call and response. Day 3 is 2 to 3 hours, full arrangement, the whole track laid out, even if it's rough. Day 4 is 2 to 3 hours, mix pass 1, the static mix, balance and cleaning. Day 5 is 1 to 2 hours, ear candy and transitions. Day 6 is 1 to 2 hours, mix pass 2 plus referencing. Day 7 is 30 to 60 minutes, export stems if you want them, tagging, and quick notes for next week. And here's the non-negotiable rule. If you miss a milestone, you simplify the tune. You do not extend the week. The whole point is training your finishing muscle. Now before we touch any drums, we're going to set up your 1 week DNB template in Ableton Live. You make this once, and it pays you back every single week. Start with project settings. Tempo, 172 to 176 BPM. Choose 174 as your default. It's a sweet spot for rollers. Liquid, minimal. A lot of modern DNB. Warp modes. Think practical. Complex Pro for long vocals. Beats for breaks. Tones for bass one shots. Don't overthink it. Just pick the mode that preserves what matters in the sound. Color coding. Do it. It's not cosmetic. It's speed. Drums in red, bass in green, music in blue, effects in purple. When you're arranging quickly, your eyes should know where to go. Now your track layout. You want groups, because groups let you mix and automate fast. Make a drums group. Inside, kick, snare or clap. Closed hats, open hats or ride. Perks, break 1, break 2 optional, and a drum FX lane for impacts and fills. Make a bass group, sub, mid bass, and bass FX for shots and fills. Make a music group, chords or pads, a lead or hook if you need it, and an atmos or noise lane. Make an FX group, risers, downlifters, sweeps, and now returns. This is where you save hours across a month. Return is a short room reverb using hybrid reverb. Return bead is a long verb. Also hybrid reverb. Return C is a ping delay using delay. Return D is parallel drum smash. Glue compressor into saturator. Return E is optional bass space, very subtle, like a tiny short verb or chorus, but only if you're disciplined with it. On the master, keep it light. Utility for gain trim and maybe mono below around 120 Hz if needed. A limiter with the ceiling around minus 0.8, just catching peaks, not doing mastering. And a spectrum for quick checks. Teacher note, heavy master chains early are one of the biggest weekly track killers. They make things feel finished when they aren't, and they hide problems that come back later. We're not chasing a label master every day. We're finishing music. Now we're on day 1. Building the 8-bar loop that's drop ready. This is the hinge of the entire week. If your 8-bars hit, arranging becomes logistics instead of existential crisis. Start with drums. Modern DNB is usually a clean 2-step foundation plus break texture on top. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4. Classic, reliable, and it frees your brain to focus on energy and groove. For the kick, start simple. You can do a kick on 1, and then place a kick in a spot that pushes into the next snare. If you're unsure, keep it minimal. Complexity comes from hats, breaks, and ghost notes anyway. Add ghost snares around the main snare. Quiet little taps before or after the main hit can instantly create swing and forward motion. Now the break layer workflow. Drag an amen or think break into break 1. Set warping to beats mode so transients stay crisp. Then high pass it with EQ8. Aim somewhere like 150 to 250 Hz, depending on the break. The goal is grit and movement, not low-end competition. If it's harsh, dip a little in the 3 to 6K range. Not because rules, but because breaks can get shouty and you want your snare and hats to own that presence. On the drums group, add a simple chain. First EQ8, high pass around 20 to 30 Hz, and if it's boxy, a gentle dip around 250 to 400. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15 depending on taste. Boom at 0 to 10, but be careful. In DNB, your low end is mostly kick plus sub, so don't inflate the drum bus and then wonder where your sub went. Use damp to tame fizz if it gets crispy. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Just glue, not squish. Then saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Subtle. Think density, not distortion demo. Now parallel drum smash, return D. On that return, glue compressor with a higher ratio like 4 to 1. Fast attack, medium release, and push it hard. 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction is common here. Then a saturator for extra weight. Blend it in quietly, around minus 18 to minus 10 dB, and stop the moment the transients start collapsing. Parallel should feel like the drums got larger, not smaller. Next, bass, and we're doing it the fast way. Bullet sub and mid. This is speed and control. For the sub track, use operator. Oscillator is set to a sine wave. Keep it clean at first. Write a MIDI pattern that locks with your kick gaps. If your kick and sub are fighting, you will lose hours trying to EQ your way out of it. Make them friends in MIDI first. On the sub chain, you can low pass around 80 to 120 if you want a pure sub. Add saturator with soft clip, just 1 to 3 dB. Then utility, width at 0%, mono, always, and manage gain so you keep headroom. Now the mid bass. Use Wavetable for a quick release. Two saw oscillators, slightly detuned. Unison 2 to 4 voices, but don't turn it into a super saw festival. Filter LP24 with a bit of drive. Map filter cutoff to macro 1 so you can move fast later. Add a slow, subtle LFO to the cutoff for life. Then your mid chain, saturator, 3 to 8 dB drive. Auto filter if you want extra movement or a band pass moment for growl. Amp optional for character. EQ8 with a high pass around 90 to 150 so the reese doesn't step on the sub. Then utility for width, but only in the highs. Keep the lows mono. If you're not sure, don't widen it yet. You can always widen later, but you can't unwreck a low end quickly. Now sidechain. Fast and consistent. Put Ableton compressor on both the sub and mid bass. Sidechain input is your kick. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Time to groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the sub, slightly less on the mid. And a nice little intermediate trick. Lightly sidechain the mid bass to the snare too, maybe 1 to 2 dB. It creates that snare owns the moment feeling without you turning the snare up too loud. Before you leave day 1, I want you to install two coaching rules into your brain. First, the decision firewall. 2-minute rule. If you can't choose between two samples or patches in 2 minutes, pick option A and move on. Weekly output is bounded choices. Unlimited choices equals no track. Second, audio by default after it works. If a bass idea grooves, resample it. Freeze and flatten. Print it. Audio removes option paralysis and makes arrangement way faster. End of day 1 definition of done. 8 bars hits, and the palette is locked. Not almost. Lock it. Now day 2. Expand to 32 bars. You're building a DJ-friendly pre-drop so you don't stare at an empty timeline. A typical 32-bar pre-drop goes like this. Bars 1 to 8, minimal drums, atmosphere, a hint of bass. Bars 9 to 16, add hats and perks, introduce hook elements. Bars 17 to 24, tension, filter moves, riser, snare build. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop fill and a clear impact into the drop. Here's the fast move, duplicate your 8-bar drop loop out to 16. Then subtract to create the intro. Removing elements is faster than composing new ones. Then add transitions, reverse crash into the snare, a delay throw on a vocal hit, and a 1-bar fill every 8 bars. Even a simple snare roll counts. Stock effects suggestions that keep you moving. Hybrid reverb short room on snare, long haul on Atmos. Delay set to 1/8 or dotted 1/8 for throws. Auto filter as a DJ filter on groups during transitions. Utility for quick gain automation and mono checks. Teacher note. Automate groups, not individual tracks, whenever possible. Put auto filter and utility on the drums group and bass group, and automate those. Fewer automation lanes means faster arranging, and it sounds cohesive. Now day 3, full arrangement in 60 to 90 minutes. This is where weekly tracks are won. Today you are not producing, you are arranging. Drop locators and fill them. Use a D and B skeleton. Intro 16 to 32 bars. Build 16 bars. Drop 1. 32 to 64 bars. Break. 16 to 32 bars. Drop 2. 32 to 64 bars with variation. Outro. 16 to 32 bars. Now here's the rule that keeps day 3 from exploding. Maximum 1 new sound today. 1. If you add more, you're secretly doing sound design again, and the week starts slipping. Drop 2 should be variation, not reinvention. Pick 2 changes and commit. You can swap the kick pattern for 8 bars. Remove hats for 4 bars, then slam them back in. Change bass note lengths, like staccato versus held, without changing the notes. Automate filter cutoff or distortion drive. Automate snare reverb send for space moments. Add 1 hero fill, a bass stab or cinematic hit. Another fast variation technique, dry plus forward for 4 bars, then wet plus wide for the next 4 bars. Same sounds, different feel. That's progression without writing new music. Also think in 3 lanes for energy management. Impact lane is kick, snare, and sub relationship. Motion lane is hats, break texture, and bass rhythm. Story lane is hook, atmos, and ear candy. If the drop feels flat, don't add another synth automatically. Decide which lane needs help, then do one intentional move. End of day 3 definition of done. Locators filled, and drop 2 plan exists. Even if the mix is ugly. Ugly but complete, beats beautiful but unfinished. Day 4, mix pass 1, the static mix. No fancy automation. We're cleaning and balancing. Pull all faders down. Bring them up in order. Kick, snare, sub, hats, break. Then mids and music, then effects. Keep headroom. Try to have your master peaking around minus 6 dB before the limiter. That gives you space to mix without accidental clipping or over-limiting. Now quick cleaning. EQ 8 on most channels. High pass non-bass elements, often somewhere between 100 and 300 Hz. Remove harshness, often in the 2 to 6K range, but only if you hear it. On the bass group, keep lows mono. On the drums group, check phase. If something feels hollow, try flipping phase with utility on a layer and listen again. Also, a mix as you go tip without turning it into a full mixdown. Use clip gain to normalize wildly different samples early. Don't start fader automating your way out of inconsistent sample levels. Clip gain keeps your session tidy. Day 5. Ear candy and transitions. Minimum effective dose. This is where tracks start feeling finished. And it's also where people ruin a clean idea by adding 50 unnecessary things. This audio version is shortened for playback.